If you're one of the 16,000 plus people who've joined the Facebook page, Hell Yeah, Prince George, well, you're already aware of the outpouring of kudos and laudits for people and businesses around the city from the group's members. Users have posted pictures, recommended local businesses, even posted about lost pets, all the while being a place remarkably free of those internet trolls and other cutting remarks usually associated with online forums. The Prince George Chamber of Commerce has also noticed the general bonhomie of the group and all the civic pride it's been generating. They've been asking citizens to nominate businesses, people, and organizations as the best examples of the spirit of Hell Yeah, Prince George. Christy Ray is the CEO of the Prince George Chamber of Commerce, and she joins me now to talk about a new Hell Yeah, Prince George Award they'll be handing out in October. Christy Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Russell.
So, first of all, when did you first notice what was going on with this Facebook page?
Oh, you know, it was months ago. Really, there is so much activity with Hell Yeah. There's such a positive feeling and a way for all of us who feel so positively about our community and what's going on, a way for us to really express that. So I'd have to say it was months ago, really.
And we reached you on a cell phone this morning, so it's a little bit dodgy there right now, so hopefully we can keep the signal clear. But had you ever seen anything like it before in Prince George, Christy?
Well, Russell, I certainly know that a lot of people have the attitude, myself included. Prince George is an amazing place to live, and there is amazing activity that goes on here, businesses that make a tremendous difference to our community. And in terms of reflecting that and creating a place to talk about it and come together as a community, I'd have to say no. You know, I've never seen anything like this. It's pretty unique.
Now, why did the Chamber feel that the ideas and the pride being expressed on the page was in line with what your organization does?
Well, first of all, the Business Excellence Awards that are a traditional event with the Chamber have happened for many, many years,
right,
are really just that. They are a way to recognize true excellence in the business community on a number of different fronts. And when we were sitting around the boardroom table discussing this upcoming Business Excellence Awards, we thought we would really, really like to find a way to draw more than just the people who have always been a part of the Chamber, been supporters, been members, been really, really involved. We'd like to find a way to bring in young professionals and entrepreneurs, the startup community. And somebody just casually mentioned, yeah, it's too bad we couldn't tag onto the Hell Yeah Prince George site somehow. And so we tried.
And indeed you have. So you announced these awards, I guess, last Thursday, opened the call for nominations. How many responses have you had so far?
Well, you know, in the first 12 hours this poll was open, we had 500 nominations and votes. And I tell you, it's just gone up from there. There are thousands of nominations and votes on the Hell Yeah Prince George Facebook page now. It's truly amazing.
I suppose when you get that much input, you'll see different people championing, I suppose, different odds and ends in the community. Any sense of how difficult it will be to pick an award winner or set of award winners?
Well, you know, this community is absolutely filled with those amazing individuals and businesses and organizations who are trying to make a difference. So, yes, absolutely, it will be a difficult process to have to choose out of them. But in terms of the voting on the Facebook page, there are leaders that are becoming pretty apparent. So just go take a look at the Hell Yeah Facebook page and you'll get a sense of it. And, you know, Russell, one thing I noticed, CBC Daybreak has been nominated.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we encourage everyone to get involved with that. Maybe we'll be there collecting an award. Who knows?
Maybe.
Well, now, Christy, I want to ask you, I assume the response from Scott McWalter, the website's founder, was pretty positive about this.
Oh, Scott is such a supporting, amazing individual. He heard about it and immediately was all over it. He was extremely, extremely happy to be a part of it and jumped on board as soon as I asked him, yes.
And Christy, you know, I suppose on the other side of it, though, sometimes with social media, things can be here today, gone tomorrow. What happens if the momentum for this page drops off?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, and it is definitely something that we considered. Unlike the rest of the Business Excellence Awards, this one had to be done a little bit differently just for that reason. And so nominations are only open for 1 week. They close this Wednesday. And the organizations involved in this award are going to and have been active on our own social media pages and sites. So the Prince George Chamber of Commerce, the sponsor of this award is YXS, the Prince George Airport Authority. They've been very, very active too. We've got a video that we created that has been sent around in the online social media world. So we are doing things to keep it top of mind. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's also pinned to the top of Hell Yeah Prince George, and having almost 16,500 followers on that page last time I checked, the traffic's pretty steady.
Now, besides the number one morning show in Prince George, Daybreak, who else is eligible to be nominated?
You know what? Really, we did not want to limit it at all. So anybody's eligible to be nominated. Anybody can nominate anyone else that they feel is doing something positive as an ambassador of Prince George, you know, to promote our city, to help create it as the best place on earth.
And I suppose anyone who's a member of the page can also do the nominations.
The nominations, absolutely. I should say. Yep. Well, and you know, that's a good point. You do have to follow the Hell Yeah Prince George page to be able to make a nomination. It's pretty easy if you don't already do that. You just click like or follow, mm-hmm. or whatever the term is now, and you can make a nomination and vote for as many of the nominees on that page currently as you'd like.
Well, Christy, it's going to be a pretty daunting task to count through all those nominations, but I wish you and your rest of the people on the chamber success with that, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Russell.
Christy Ray, CEO of the Prince George Chamber of Commerce, and on October 25th, they plan to present their first ever Hell Yeah Prince George Award, celebrating civic pride in the city. It'll be presented as part of the Business Excellence Awards, and well, news to us this morning that CBC's Daybreak was nominated as well, so thank you for that, and certainly we encourage you to go and vote for us. There's nominations are open for 2 more days, and there's lots of, no shortage of things in Prince George to nominate, certainly, so those nominations open for 2 more days. They close on Wednesday. Just go to facebook.com and search for the page Hell Yeah Prince George if you're not already involved.